Hi everyone, this is Teresa Aker from Success Diaries with Teresa Aker. It's my pleasure today to introduce you to Jeff Dubs. He goes by Jay Dubs, and he has a podcast that you just have to hear. And I can't wait to hear everything about it today, Jeff. So how are you?
I am great. Thank you for having me on your show. I greatly appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be here.
My pleasure. I was looking forward to talking to you today. Now, Jeff, your
Yep.
podcast is JK's Rewatchable Hour. So I'm going to make sure that that goes into your bio with everything else. But let's talk about your podcast.
Well, thank you very much. We've been doing it for about 13 months. It actually started me and a couple of my friends just met at Dunkin' Donuts one day. I kind of had a vision of what I wanted to do, but I didn't know anything else about how to do anything. And my one buddy, his name is Craig with a K. That's why it's JK's. He was like, he said, if we just use Skype or Zoom or something, we could record and edit and upload. I'm like, boom. And it was born right then and there within the matter of 10 minutes.
Perfect. Perfect. And now, what is your podcast all about?
Everything. We talk about everything from mental health. We do every now and again we'll have the women on and they will do a women's show. They'll talk about women issues and stuff like that. We've done funny games. We've touched on suicide. We do unsolved mysteries. We do conspiracy theories. We do just about whatever we want. We even did a recipe show. One of our friends that is part of our show, she cooks everything from scratch and there's nothing made from a box. And basically we just come up with an idea and we just run with it. And our goal is not only to have fun, but to change lives. If you can tell by my shirt, it says that we are the 3 a.m. friend, not just that 6 p.m. friend. What that means is out of the nine of us that's involved in our podcast, one of us is always available. One of us, always.
Oh, very good. So there's a number of you in your podcast.
Yep. And on our YouTube page, it says, because some strangers got together to make a difference. So.
Oh, I like that. I really like
Thank
that.
you. Thank you.
Absolutely. I love doing the show and I love talking to people. And what's nice about the podcast, I'm sure you know, with the talk shows, we meet such a wonderful variety of people. And I'm finding, I was saying to you just before we started, everyone is so warm and welcoming and helpful. My goodness, I've seen you, Jeff, talk in groups and people are just starting out. You're so giving. You're out there telling people, no worries, you just do this and that. And I'm doing the same thing. I think there's a camaraderie in the networking area that is
Yep.
just fantastic.
I mean, some of our earlier shows, my co-host, Craig Kelso, he would be having to drive to Albany, but we would be doing a show while he was driving. I mean, he was perfectly safe, but when you start out something like this, I think you just start with the bare minimum and you just go with it and you learn as you go. I mean, there's times that we've had problems with our platform Skype that it would take us 25 minutes just to get started. But, it's just if you give up over the little things, you'll never make it. And our message is we're just trying to change lives. So if we give up over some sort of technological problem, then our podcast means nothing. So, yeah.
Oh, I agree. You know what? I'm not techie at all, Jeff. So I have to figure it out. I've been
Me
trying to
neither.
figure it. Yeah, right from day one, I did the same thing. I just jumped in and thought, I really want to, really my big thing. And I can tell you're the same way. It's helping other people bring their messages forward, right? And also,
Yep.
as you said, interacting with different people from different areas. And so what I like is that I'm able to give back, that people can come on the show, talk about their stories and bring them forward. And then the audience, someone who would think, oh, that relates to me. How does that relate to me? And they can hear the message, right?
That's 100% accurate, and that is what we strive for. And we don't always have a serious show. We don't always have a comedy show. It's just every time we do a serious show, we're going to do a comedy show because we need that after doing a serious show. And with what you just said, I just want to talk about just two shows that we did. We
You go
had one
ahead.
person come on when we did our suicide one. She had lost her son, and she came on and told her story. And it was one of those subjects where do we do it or do we not do it? Because it's a fine line. And when it got posted, we actually had people reach out to us and said, "Thank you for doing that because now we have a voice." Also on our YouTube, we say that we are the voice of the voiceless. And a couple months ago, my wife and I, we lost a pet. It was very, very traumatizing.
I'm
Pets are
sorry.
like family. Thank you, appreciate that. But we found out by doing this particular show that there is a place called Pet Pathages around our area where we live, where you can take your pet and you can have an actual funeral. You can have a wake. You can have 100 people come to this, just like a regular funeral. And when we did the show, people messaged some of us and said, "We had no idea anything was like that. Thank you for doing this show." So, our moniker is Not Your Average Podcast because we're not. And we're just trying to change lives. We're hoping that somebody either listens to us, in the car or watches a video and says, "Hey, they're going through this. They're all together because they have each other. I need to reach out and I need to, because I know that there's help out there." And that's the message, that there is help out there.
There is, and I've certainly had people on my show as well that have lost loved ones, and it's devastating. I myself have lost loved ones, as you may have in your life, and there is a grieving process, and there is, a moment where you're not sure you're going to get through it. So people who have been through it, when they give the message out, you're right. It helps lots of people. So well done, Jeff. Well done.
Thank
I
you.
know your podcast is heartfelt. I can tell you're heartfelt, so that's good.
Yeah, well, because you when you had said about me, in our group that we're part of, it's just, when I started out podcasting and we were starting this from the scratch, and we were having people want to be a part of it. We had no idea what to do, so we reached out to other people and they're like, "Oh, this is what you just got to do, da 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 da. You keep it basic and simple," and that was very helpful. So, our podcast is in competition with no one. We want to see everybody achieve. So why not just give help and whatever you can? I'm never going to tell somebody something that I don't know. Just very helpful. That's what we're all about. Plus, we like to have fun. I highly recommend checking out some of our comedy. There is explicit content, but that's just who we are. We're all friends. We've known each other for so long, but we're just not your average podcast, and we have a bunch of fun. And I think one of the best things we ever get is a thank you from a complete stranger or from somebody that you don't even think listens to your show. When you hear that, "Thank you, you made my day," by you can't beat it. You can't put a price on that.
You can't replace that, can you? Now, do you have a forum
No.
where you guys all sit around together? And perhaps you have ladies too, I don't know, but do you get together and have the show where you're all chatting, or just who has ever on that day?
So typically, because of where we're strategically placed in New York State, we're all either on our computer, laptop, or phone. One time last March, we decided to get together, meet in Watkins. There was four or five of us, and we did a show right there in the lobby of a hotel. We had cameras and everything set up,
I
and
love it.
we just rolled with it. But just because where everybody's located and everybody has kids, and the hours that people work, every Thursday about 7 o'clock. We just get people on a show and we do whatever we're going to do for that particular week.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is really good. So what topics are your favorites?
Right off the bat, comedy.
Comedy.
I don't want to give away any spoilers, but we did a my friends and my wife, they're very trusting. So when I come up with an idea, right, and we each take a turn hosting. This is just everybody's show. I did this one thing. I came up with this who said or who did it, right? And I got five of my friends on the show who was every week on the show, and I'm like, "Tell me five or six things about yourself that nobody else would ever know, and it's going to be a game." So, and there's Becky, there's my wife Jen, there's George, there's Eric, there's Jackie, there's Elaine, there's John Palmer, and there's Eric, and they all told me personal stuff, and I'm not giving it away. So we all get on, and there's like eight of us, and I'll read like, "Okay, who do you think did this?" And I'll read it word for word, and everybody tries to guess who it is, and
Oh, that's fun. Oh, I get what you did.
yeah.
Oh, I get that. That would be fun. Now you
And
got
it's
to guess whose
called,
character has all of those traits, right? Oh, I
right,
love
yeah, like,
that.
yeah. And I like it when we touch on sensitive subjects such as grief. We that it's a big thing of ours because we believe that we are the voice of the voiceless, and sometimes people just don't have the opportunity to talk. And we're hoping, like I said earlier, if they watch the show or listen to us on whatever platform we get uploaded to, like everything, just like everybody else. We want them to know, like, hey, these people are going through what I'm going through. There are people out there like this, and to let them know that it's okay.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. There's something very giving and understanding when you have someone that's real, so a person that's real, that there's no makeup, if you will, or cover up. They're just, this is real. This is what they're going through. There's nothing like it. I love it. I love it. When people come on and just are themselves, that's the best.
And one of the things that we don't do, we don't judge and we don't make fun of somebody.
Oh, no.
We make fun of ourselves because we're friends, and we're, we're like, we are family. But like, if somebody came on the show and they wanted to talk and they reached out, nobody would make fun of them. Nobody would be like, oh, geez, or put them down. They would be like, what? The first words out of the mouth would be, what can we do to help? And then we'll just listen. And that's very powerful. And we need more of that. Just like in our group, every time somebody has a question, there's 7, 8, 9, 30 people that immediately answer, and I like that. That's why I love the group.
What I'm finding that I love social media. I do. I'm a Facebook follower. I love Facebook. I have for years, though. I've always been on Facebook. Well, what I find amazing, Jeff, and you tell me if you find this too, people who were perfect strangers in the beginning, all of a sudden you feel like you're friends. Now I realize you're really not. You're not people, but somehow I think, you know what? When I've had a really bad day and I say, you say something out there, you just throw it out there, kind of not yourself and everything. So many people are so kind. They're just jump on and say, yeah, you're going to be fine. Or I
Yep.
had that too. Don't you find that?
Yeah, and that's what so we were actually on another podcast last night, me and my George, and we were talking about mental health, and one of the things we said is a support group. And with what you're saying is, I think it's really cool that complete strangers or somebody who may know of you or an acquaintance will be like, we'll give you words of encouragement instead of like a laughing emoji or some
Yeah.
stupid get over it. I don't know. I don't like that. And because every one of us that are affiliated with our podcast have been through something, we know firsthand that, wait a minute, we were laughed at, we were made fun of, nobody listened. They told us this. So we just open up everything to them. And like with the suicide one, people reached out. Like I can't, I don't really want to indulge too much, but I had family members that lost somebody to suicide, and I was very scared to do that show. But they said thank you. And I mean that's all they said was just thank you. And I was just like, because
Well,
it was that fine line. It
yeah,
was a fine
because
line
it.
of,
Sorry, Jeff. I
yeah.
apologize. Sorry. I agree with that. That would be. I've done them also, and brought people on. But you're right. You have to be very sensitive, very, very sensitive in those areas. But Jeff, you be proud of yourself because it does take courage to bring the message forward, and somebody's asking that you will bring it forward. And you obviously
Yep.
did a great job. And you reached out, and people needed that message heard. So well done. Kudos to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you. And one of the things about our show is, there's 7, 8, or 9 of us. I mean, everybody is working or they have their lives. So we don't always have a full show. But like if somebody says, hey, I want to do this, we just say, that's what we're doing Thursday. And there is no, well, I'm so and so. This is all of our show that we make it. We're all just like one, spoke on the cloud going around and around, and we make it work. And yeah, there's times that George will host or Becky will host or this person will host, and it's just the way it is. Like we just did a show a couple weeks ago. I came up with another idea. I don't know why they trust me. And it was, you have to answer a question, but you have to do a task, right? And I thought it was easy. And I was giving on one of our shows, a kitten knocked the phone out of George's hands. And so I had to ask him about one of his favorite TV shows, but he had to do it as if the kitten was not knocking the phone out of his hand. But
Oh.
as I was watching, I'm like, wow, this is actually a lot harder. I want to get on this. So the following week we did it, and I'm like, and right off the bat he hit me with a, my favorite movie, one of them is The Outsiders, and he hit me with, you got to talk like Rocky Balboa talking to Apollo Creed about The Outsiders. And at first I was like, oh, because you don't know what's coming, so you have to think off the top of your head. And I'm like, wow, this is really hard. But and we got some good reviews, people thought it was funny, and but that's just what we do. We do stuff like that to have fun. And
Oh, I think it's great.
yeah, I mean, watch this show, it's called Task and Answer. So I don't know, it's just, but we just do that stuff because we're comfortable with it and we want to make people laugh.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure all the audience here is thinking, oh, I got to get on there and watch that. I think that's great. You got a
Well,
great thing going there, Jeff. Absolutely.
if they like that, then they definitely have to check out Dating Disasters. That's all I'm gonna say. And
Dating
yeah,
disasters.
one of our friends, Jacqueline, was like, "Hey, we should do a dating disaster." And I'm
Oh,
like,
I
"Let's
love
rock with
it.
it." And wow, there's some stuff on there. But we were talking earlier about starting out a podcast, and when our first show, we had no idea what to do. So Craig and I went to our really good friend Becky. It was like, "Hey, Becky, would you want to be a guest on our show?" And for like an hour and 15 minutes, she just told her story that was decades in the making.
That was, I'm sorry, is
From
that?
for it was decades in the making. She
Oh.
has had everything just bottled up for decades, and we just ran with it and got great reviews. And I know that it helped people down the road listen to her story, because just to give just a quick tidbit of her, she lost her husband 9 days before her twins were born, right before Christmas,
Oh, no.
12 years ago. And they're both autistic, so she had to learn every single minute of every single day on how to raise two kids.
Oh,
And she's doing a great job, and she
wonderful.
told her story, and it helped people. So my advice, if you're starting out, just keep it basic. Just do what you feel, and don't defer away from it. Just stay with it like we did. Sometimes we there was two people, sometimes it was just three people. We bad technology, it was cutting in and out, so, but we stayed with it, and here we are 13 months later. So
Fantastic. Good job. Now, can you list the names of people who do the show with you? I know you said Becky, I heard that. And go through
yep.
the names.
Yep. Okay. So, Becky, my wife Jen, Eric, George, Aline, Jackie, John Palmer. I don't know why I always call him his first and last name, which is what we do. And sometimes we've had our other friend Bill on. We've had Beth on. We had another classmate named Sean on. So, yeah.
So now we know all the people that are doing the podcast with you. So that's good. So we can put a name to everybody. That's awesome. That's awesome. And I know you haven't been doing it that long, but you're very successful. I mean, and I see your paraphernalia here. You got your hat and your shirt. I love it's all matching. Now I'm gonna want one.
So the story behind this
Yeah, go ahead.
is because of the green
Yes.
is for mental health, is for mental health
Oh,
awareness.
perfect.
Yep. And on the back, it says, we are the 3 a.m., not the just a 6 p.m. friend. And what that means, as I said earlier, is there throughout our lives, we were alone. We felt like we couldn't reach out. We were scared. We talk about, as guys growing up in the small town that we did. I just said this last night. If you were playing backyard football and you were playing with whoever, bigger kids, younger kids, you couldn't be hurt. You couldn't talk. If you got hurt, they said, get back in the game, stop being a little girl. I don't mean to insult any female by saying that, but that's just the way it was growing up. And now that we're older, we're like, no, that stuff just does not fly. People need to be heard. People need to have somebody listen to them. And in our group, there is always somebody listening. And that's why we are the 3 a.m. friend, because then what that means is, people, like, you can call on me anytime, but after 6 o'clock, people aren't going to answer the phone. I mean, that's just the realism of life. We are, if you call us at 3 a.m., right, we're going to answer. So that's just who we are. And not one person would be like, oh my God, why are you calling me or whatever. There,
Right,
it,
right.
it's just who we are. And we're just trying to change the world, trying to make it a better place.
And you are. Well done.
Thank
Hey,
you.
listen,
Thank
you're
you.
so your message is amazing. And to be there for people, as you said, like doesn't matter what time, just give me a call. I think a lot of people are like that, but you're doing it on a podcast, but you're also saying, hey, we reached out. You're out there. If you need our help, we're here. And that's a wow. Really well done. That's a message that you're carrying on, and you're showing that in this world we've been through lots, haven't we, in the last, let's say 10 years. Well, more than that, we went through 9/11, we've gone through COVID, we've gone through our own personal struggles in life. So we've had a quite a while of some trauma, drama, things that have happened, not to mention normal everyday stress. So to know someone's out there that will answer the phone in the middle of the night, that's something. That's a gift, Jeff. So thank you for doing that, all of you.
I appreciate that. And it's just like so many people, and I'm not mentioning names, I'm just saying it's just the reality of life. So many people say, hey, if you ever need me, call on me. Well, when that clock strikes six and somebody doesn't answer, and we're very fortunate that we have the support group that we have. And we have a conversation every day on in Messenger. And we all know if something is off with one person, we're texting and we're calling and we're FaceTiming and we're messaging them privately, because that's another message that we're sending is if you feel like your circle isn't what you want, talk to a complete stranger. You just never know. Could be on the subway, could be at the bus stop. It could just be while you're at Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks, wherever you get coffee, you could strike up a conversation because you could read a person's face. It's kind of like I know everybody's seen that shirt where it says on the back, "Dear person standing behind me, the world would be a better place." And it says, "Sign the person in front of you." That's basically what we're trying to let people know is, somebody's always listening. It's a very important message.
Jeff, thank you. I thank you. So first, excellent message. I know this for sure. Sometimes just a kind word too to someone. You said striking up a conversation, just saying something like, geez, how you doing today? Or just acknowledging someone, say something nice to someone. Boy, people are today are desperate for a praise and for caring. They just want to be acknowledged. And so that message is bang on, Jeff. There's a lot of people who just want to know that
Thank
there's
you.
someone out there that cares, and you don't have to, you can be a perfect stranger and just say, you okay today? And boy, that makes a big difference in someone's life, right? Because everyone's has a struggle. Everyone is going through something, right?
Absolutely. It's like, when you go through, like when you go through your local Walmart or Target or your grocery store,
Yeah.
here in our town, there's a bunch of high school kids that work at the local grocery store. That's what they do. I mean, that's just they work through the grocery store before college. And I know I'm like 30 some years older than them, but I'll be like, thank you, sir. Appreciate you, ma'am. Just because I mean, I was never always like that. But I just think a little bit of common courtesy and niceness and random acts of kindness goes a long way. And we never know what people are going through. And just by being nice and showing appreciation, that could change somebody's life. That could change somebody's day, that hour.
Oh, absolutely. And you touched on it, to your point, saying please and thank you to people. Wow, that's such a simple thing, but it does make, I appreciate when someone says thank you to me. So I try to say thank you to everyone. And that's just the way I am, though. That is my personality. But there's a lot of people who may not be so much. So it is nice to do those sort of things. And you're right, they're working in a lineup, they're working at a checkout, they're working waiting on your table. Just say thank you. It just a smile and a thank you means so much. I mean, of course we tip and I get that.
Yep.
But say thank you, or I hope you have a great day. That's just a nice thing to say to someone. And you know what? They think, yeah, I will have a great day. So what the heck? It's your words, right? So good
Yeah,
job.
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, your
Thank
podcast,
you.
the message you're bringing and the podcast group that you have are going to go very far, Jeff. There, you're going to, wow, like a year and a half, look how far you've come. And you're just going to keep escalating. I'm going to certainly send out your message out here and
Thank
add
you.
your podcast to the bottom and just keep it going. Jeff, just keep all of this going. The good message is getting out there. And if we all do that, wow, what a better world, right?
Absolutely. And for everybody who's going to watch our channel, there is explicit content. Just want to throw it out there. Sometimes we have no filter, but that is just us being as close as we are, and there's some stuff that may make you shake your head, maybe like, oh my, or like, hey, that was really funny, but explicit content.
I see, Jeff. That's hilarious. It's the real world, right?
Exactly, and that is why we are not your average podcast, so.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We're good to go with that. Don't you worry about that stuff. But Jeff, you know what? I'm very grateful that I met you. I'm grateful that we met in the social groups because you certainly do help other people, and I try to too. But you absolutely are always in there rooting for everybody, and I think that's a great gift that you have because you're very warm and
Thank
very
you.
giving. So thank you,
Thank
and
you. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your coming on my show today, and I want to make sure we put this all forward. Jeff, where is the best place to get a hold of you? If somebody wanted to get a hold of you, is that the podcast, the YouTube channel? What would you like them to do to get a hold of you?
If somebody, because we're just not going to put our phone number out there, but you know,
No, yeah, you don't
but
get
if,
it. It's up to you.
yeah. Yeah, if somebody wanted to reach out to any of us, first of all, the message is you're safe with us. You have nothing to worry about. They could go right onto our YouTube page and just comment on any video.
Okay.
And that's probably the easiest way. And then we will just go from there. One of us would reach out and try to set up a different lines of communication. And if, but yeah, just the message is you're safe with us.
You're safe with
Definitely.
us is the message. And I'm going to put that right in the bio with your YouTube page, so no problem. And do you have a web page or no?
It's just well, just the YouTube, but I mean, we get uploaded to Spotify, Pandora,
That's okay. I'll put out this and
so
then
many
yeah, whatever you want out there. We'll get it all connected. But I always ask what's the best place. So if that's the best one, that's what we'll do there. And then Jeff, will you come back and talk with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So, but we do have a Facebook page. It's
Oh,
JKZ
good.
Watchable Hour. So, yep. So they can
I'll
reach
make
out.
sure
That's
the
probably,
Facebook's on there too.
yep. I forget. I mean, I'm not bragging. It's just we're on so many platforms, just like everybody else, and yourself included. I forget sometimes about Facebook, and then I'm like, oh yeah, Facebook. So yeah, we're everywhere. So.
Yeah, just and LinkedIn, maybe you're on that. Absolutely. Whatever you're on, we'll do it. I'll grab your bio, we'll put it all on the bottom. We'll do all of that for you, Jeff.
I
That's no
appreciate
problem.
that. Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, for everyone else, you want to go to JK apostrophe Z Rewatchable Hour. That's the podcast. So we want to make sure that you're able to connect to that. And again, I'll write that in here, everyone. This was Jeff Dubs. And I am thrilled that you came on, Jeff. Thank you.
So I say I apologize. I probably wrote wrong. I just go by J Dubs because
J
in the
Dubs.
story
Oh,
behind. No, it's fine.
just J Dubs.
You're fine. You're fine.
Okay,
And the
I'll
reason
make
behind
sure I
that,
put that on. Yeah, no problem.
do I have time to tell the story of how I
Of
was given
course you
that
do. You can
nickname?
do whatever you like, Jeff.
So many years ago, when the Syracuse Orangemen and Carmelo Anthony were going for the championship in college, there was a guy on the team called John Wallace. Okay, JW. My initials are JW. He was called J Dubs. A buddy of mine was like, hey, J Dubs. I'm like, yeah, okay, it stuck. And it stuck for over 30, like 2000. Okay, so maybe 20 years. So, yeah. So, my real name is Jeff, but I just go by J Dubs. It's
Oh, so you're actually
just who
going
I
by
am. Yeah.
J Dubs. That's what you go by.
Yes.
Oh, so from now on,
Yep.
I'm going to call you J Dubs.
Perfect, works for me.
Oh, I get it. I just thought you meant your last name had changed. I get it, Jeff. So now it's J
Yeah.
Dubs. Okay, then.
Yep.
See, now I get it.
JK's be much better. Absolutely.
Okay, so everyone, it's J Dubs. That's good.
Yep.
That's good. I like
Yep.
that. See, we're all learning. Every single day, we're learning something, right?
And that's the
So
most important
J
part
Dubs.
is to learn every day. J
So
Dubs.
J, yes, exactly. So J Dubs, you'll come back and talk to us again?
Whenever you want, I'll bring the whole entire JK's Watchable Hour if everybody is available.
I would love that. That would be fantastic. Absolutely. And
Okay, or
we'll play a game.
I don't know if you're ready for the
I just
big
kidding. Yeah. No worries, J Dubs. So my name is Teresa Aker. You're watching Success Diaries with Teresa Aker. I hope you're all having a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all very soon. Thank you. And don't forget to subscribe to both J Dubs' YouTube channel and mine so we can keep bringing you this wonderful content. Thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to talking to you all very soon. Bye-bye.